This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, October 8th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert with all of our new video content on Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. If you got to use a website to view our videos, but the easier way to do it, the better way to do it, really, bypassing big tech, bypassing the gatekeepers of social media, get our free mobile app. You'll find it at our website, skywatchtv.com. Topic number 5 today, well, this week really, is China. As China celebrates the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, it's made some very aggressive moves toward Taiwan this week. Nearly 150 military craft sent into Taiwan's air defense zone. Is this a potential distraction from the what appears to be the imminent collapse of Chinese largest real estate developer, Evergrande? I'll say again, over $300 billion in outstanding debt liabilities, five times more than the debt of Lehman Brothers, the big investment bank here in the U.S., that when it collapsed in 2008, triggered a global financial crisis. So what happens when Evergrande melts down? I think we'll find out before the end of October, but this could spread beyond China's borders and really draw in the rest of the planet. Now, China, while all this is going on, again, making some very aggressive moves toward Taiwan, and not coincidentally, releasing a major motion picture that's broken all box office records in China, which, by the way, is now the world's largest film market. That's why so many films from Hollywood, Hollywood producers play nice with China and make changes requested by the Chinese Communist Party, because they don't want to get their films blocked in China. That's why the NBA and NBA stars like LeBron James making nice with the Chinese Communist Party. Anyway, this film glorifies the battle at Lake Changjin. That's the name of the film in China. We here in the United States call it the Battle of Chosin Reservoir, which was a humiliating experience for the United States military, which severely underestimated the power of the Chinese military. Now, frankly, the Chinese just had superior numbers on their side. They were poorly armed, bitterly cold. There are some documentaries out there about the Battle of Chosin Reservoir that will literally make you weep when you see the condition that our soldiers and the Chinese soldiers were fighting in. It was brutal, absolutely brutal. The point is that the film glorifies the Chinese soldiers and their heroism in this battle, and in what China officially calls the war to resist American aggression. You can learn a lot about a country's government by seeing who are the official villains in their popular entertainment. And right now, as far as China is concerned, the official accepted villain in their pop entertainment is we here in the United States. That is an ominous sign. Topic number 4, Facebook in the news this week because of Frances Haugen, the whistleblower who testified before the Senate on Tuesday. She's a former Facebook product manager interviewed by CBS's 60 Minutes and divulged internal documents to Wall Street Journal that showed the various harms that Facebook is causing to the country, and especially to young girls through Instagram, you know, body shaming, body issues, and so forth. But the whole point here, and the reason that she's being celebrated as a hero by progressive media, is not because they want to weaken the power of Facebook. It's because progressives here in the United States, progressive politicians, want to commandeer the power of Facebook to shut down dissent from government policy. In other words, they want to harness the power of Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp to control the official narrative. Watch for this in the weeks and months ahead. Topic number 3, the Pandora Papers. The leak of these so-called documents have exposed the secret finances of many of the world's elites, including some 35 current and former national leaders, more than 300 public officials, 100 billionaires. Among them, former Prime Minister Tony Blair of the UK, current Russian President Vladimir Putin, King Abdullah of Jordan, and many others. The question here is, why now? Why is this being released now? I'm just guessing here, just speculating, trying to see who might benefit from the disclosure of this information. Is this possible? Is it possible that this is a campaign to drive public opinion toward accepting a platform of soaking the rich? In other words, establishing a global government in order to eliminate these tax havens, these offshore banks that allow the rich to hide their money from taxing authorities. If you've got a global government, then there would be no place to hide money, and the rich would pay their fair share. Of course, that would never happen. What would really happen is that those at the top of the pyramid would still have their money protected from confiscatory taxation, while you and me would own nothing and be happy. In other words, is this driving public opinion toward a global government for the purpose of enacting the Great Reset? Just speculating here, but that seems to be a plausible explanation that fits the evidence. Topic number two, the COVID religion. Again, I hate beating this drum every day because I really don't, that's not what the point of this show is about, but we just see government and the media colluding here to drive public opinion in this direction as well. And it's certainly true that the folks at the World Economic Forum are using COVID-19 to push the Great Reset agenda. Case in point, and the reason I use the term religion, is that last weekend we saw New York Governor Kathy Hochul literally addressing a Christian congregation at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn and claiming that God wants you to get vaccinated, that Jesus would have taken the vaccine. Well, okay, well, he didn't need it, obviously. Healing was a major part of his ministry, of course, but a lot of that was tied to the supernatural factors behind disease, behind the things that were afflicting the people. And it was to show to the ruling religious authorities in Jerusalem, fulfilling the signs that heralded the coming of Messiah, so that they had no excuse for claiming that they didn't know who he was. The fact that he healed and raised the dead was to confirm that he was, in fact, the Messiah that they'd been waiting for, or that they said that they'd been waiting for. Of course, once he showed up, they realized, well, this means the end of our jobs. So anyway, this insistence that we all wear masks and take the vaccine in the face of the science, which shows that these non-pharmaceutical interventions, mask mandates, social distancing, do nothing to slow the spread of the disease, and the growing body of evidence that shows that the vaccines are not as effective on the newer strains of the virus as they were against the Alpha strain, which was predicted 18 months ago by everybody who knew anything about viruses, and especially coronaviruses, and the speed at which they mutate. It's really more of a religion than it is based on the science. Now, it is a real disease. There's no question about that. Good friends of ours have been severely impacted by the disease, gotten very, very sick, and some have lost their lives to COVID-19. But natural immunity is superior to vaccinated immunity, and that isn't being accounted for in these drives by government agencies to insist that everybody get vaccinated. And it's also true that there is no long-term data on side effects. Yes, we have had vaccine mandates for kids to attend school for decades, but those vaccines were tested for 6 to 10 years before they were ever mandated. And yet the cult of COVID has resulted now in a Colorado woman being denied a kidney transplant because she's not been vaccinated. A woman named Leilani Lutali told Channel 11 News in Colorado Springs she has end-stage renal failure, needs a kidney as soon as possible, found a potential donor, but University of Colorado Health, UC Health, when she started working with them months ago, her vaccination status was not an issue, but now it is. They said because she's not vaccinated, they put her on the waiting list, but she is not actively in line for an available kidney. Now, UC Health told Channel 11 News there that the mortality rate for transplant patients who contract COVID-19 is between 20 and 30%. But shouldn't it be the patient's decision? I mean, Leilani told Channel 11, I'll sign a waiver, absolving them of responsibility. But UC Health is not budging. Because COVID, you must have the vaccine. Leilani now looking for a medical center in Texas or Florida that might be willing to perform the transplant. So, but contrary to the media narrative, and this is the other thing, it is not data-driven. The media narrative insists that the unvaccinated here in the United States are mainly poorly educated, white, conservative Trump supporters. And that happens not to be the case. The most likely to be vaccine hesitant here in the United States are African Americans, Latinos, and people with PhDs. That's what surveys show. That's not what the media tells you, but that's the truth. In fact, if the media narrative was correct, wouldn't you think that the start of college football season, where you've got 50, 70, 90,000 people packed into stadiums without masks on any given Saturday, would have resulted in a spike, a surge in COVID cases? I mean, that's what Dr. Fauci said. Especially in the South, you know, SEC territory. But that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened. Dr. Fauci and the start of college football season. You know, September 7th, the season starts. A couple of days later, Dr. Fauci said, I don't think it's smart for people to go to these football games. And yet, the number of daily new cases in the southern United States per million people down more than 50% since the start of college football season. That's the science. Coming up, sicking the FBI on parents. That's next on the Friday Five.
The Anasazi, very mysterious culture. Why would they need to build things, you know, 40, 50 feet up in the air? Why did they suddenly vanish and no one really knows what happens to them?
They were very mysterious because they appeared to have had some advanced knowledge regarding astronomical phenomena. And also, they disappeared. They suddenly disappeared from the Earth.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. Save $10 when you sign up by October 10th at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one this week, the FBI versus the PTA, or at least the parents' part of the PTA. Told you this week about Attorney General Merrick Garland, who's instructed the FBI to target and investigate parents who challenge the policies of their local school boards. This followed a letter from the National Teachers Association, one of the teachers unions, to the Biden administration to investigate threats. And so Merrick Garland has sent out a letter tasking U.S. attorneys and the FBI to hold meetings with local law enforcement with the goal of investigating parents who are pushing back against local school boards. Now, is this really about the Biden administration wanting to make sure that critical race theory is taught in schools or mask mandates are not objected to by parents groups? Or is there something more personal at work here? Since we initially brought you this story, we have learned that Attorney General Merrick Garland's daughter, Rebecca Garland, is married to the co-founder of an education resource company that promotes critical race theory, a company that is cashing in on the current trend in academia of indoctrinating kids into anti-racism, which is, of course, just racism on steroids. Angry parents have been pushing back against the teaching of critical race theory in their schools, which, again, is promoted by a company co-founded by the son-in-law of Merrick Garland. In other words, the Attorney General of the United States has directed the FBI to investigate parents who might threaten the income of his daughter's husband's company. That's what we used to call conflict of interest. Well, that being said, this is nothing new among governments. This goes back to, just read Roman history, you'll find all kinds of examples of Roman senators promoting the idea of going to war with kingdoms in Anatolia and Mesopotamia so they could get the spice trade concession or what have you. This is nothing new, and our mission has not changed. So to that end, to edify the body, the Skywatch TV Defender Conference, our virtual conference, launches next week, October 15th, and these videos will be available for you to watch on your schedule for 90 days. Watch them in any order you want and as often as you want for 90 days through January 15th. This includes the new documentary film, The Great Delusion, by award-winning documentary filmmaker Josh Peck, about the UFO and alien abductee phenomena. Some great speakers lined up for this virtual conference. We've got the complete list of speakers and a place for you to register. And if you do it by the 10th, by Sunday, save $10 by taking advantage of the early bird discount by Sunday at defenderconference.com. Again, save 10 by 1010 at defenderconference.com. The Skywatch TV Tour of Israel, still scheduled for this coming spring, March 20th through April 4th. Sharon and I taking a tour of the Holy Land and leading you to sites that most tours will not visit. Bethel, Shiloh, Joshua's Altar, literally Joshua's Altar, discovered back in 1980 by the late Israeli archaeologist Adam Zertal, and Gilgal Rephaim, the Serpent Mound of Bashan, newly recognized, and of course the places that you'll want to see. We will visit Jerusalem, we will worship on the Sea of Galilee, we will go into the Jordan River, we will see Masada, and many other sites all across the Holy Land. Please don't miss this. Again, if travel restrictions are just unacceptable to you, and you decide that you just have to cancel, Aaron Lipkin, Lipkin Tours, has promised he will refund your deposit money. You can find out more, sample itinerary, breakdown of costs, and more at skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. Our four-week series with Josh Peck and Ken Johnson, Dr. Ken Johnson, about the religious community at Qumran, where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found, the Essenes, their beliefs, their understanding of end times prophecy, and the importance of the year 2025. It's all part of Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, and you'll find the broadcast schedule for this over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. Goes around the world tonight through our partners at Daystar Television, but you can have us broadcast on your schedule. In fact, if you've got the Skywatch TV channel on Roku and Apple TV, you can already watch next week's program. Just one of the advantages of having that program on Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading the mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Not only do you get our weekly broadcast show, you get all of our programs, including these daily news updates and the three new programs from Skywatch TV, which include Simply His, Return to Eden, and The Bible's Greatest Mysteries. This week's program, by the way, featuring special guest Timothy Alberino. So don't miss those. The Skywatch TV mobile app, good for iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. And to make it easy, we have links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. It's the link is there in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.